I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you today?
I'm good. It's another sunshiny day. I feel like we have been recording on some really beautiful days lately.
We have. When did it rain last?
I read an article today. I think it said like 13 days ago.
Wow. I planted some grass, you know, probably 3 weeks ago. So I've been doing a lot of watering.
Yeah.
But.
Or at least it said like measurable, like truly measurable rainfall. It's been a couple weeks.
Hey. So. You know, it might rain a lot next week because I'm on vacation.
That's okay.
It is very okay because I'm not focusing. I have no crazy expectations. We are, you know, I will look for the simple pleasures, the wonderful things that are easy to enjoy, like that perfect cup of Cafe Verona coffee that I brew myself first thing in the morning. Now, I actually did something up. So my daughter's visiting with her three kids and her husband's coming this weekend, but I decided I would make a pot of coffee so that the coffee would be there for my daughter and my wife. It wasn't as good.
Maybe the ratio is off.
So I said to him, you know, I'm sorry. One of the things I try to do is I will prep my wife's coffee. So all she has to do is hit the start button.
Yeah.
After mine. But then Bethany had to make her own. So I'll make the pot. And I said, sorry, ladies, my coffee was not as good. So I'm going back to making my coffee.
Single serve.
Single serve in my Yeti, ready to go to take me through the morning. Yeah, those are the things that, you know, those are the simple pleasures in life that make a difference.
It's that routine, right? Like it's, you know,
it is.
It's hardwired and.
Exactly. We are comfortable with that. So what I wrote about this week, well, were you surprised when you saw the post that I sent you?
I wasn't incredibly surprised just because you did make a comment to me after I sent you the article that we're going to talk about saying this might be a good idea for a future
this
post.
Could be something to write about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good follow-up to last week.
It is. It is. It is. It's a really good follow-up to last week, which was a follow-up to the week before. But anyways, and people know us already that I get on a trend of what am I learning? What am I thinking about? So the title of this week's post, this morning's post, was something to think about. And I just reflected at the beginning of it has been an incredibly crazy first half of this year. You know, I talked about, like, we even talked before we started hitting record that you had forgotten that we actually had impeached our president. Now, he was acquitted in the Senate, but that was big news. That was all we talked about in February. Actually, it seemed to go forever. Started, I think they voted, they were going to vote for impeachment or something already in December. But anyways, he gets impeached, he gets acquitted. The virus comes, the pandemic, because we still aren't saying the word with the letters, a dash, and a number. And that's all we talk about. People forget about the fact that on February 12th, the Dow hit a record high at 29,552, and then over the next 4 weeks, dropped 8,000 points and bottomed out at 1,900. But don't worry, because it's already back above 2,500. In fact, I think today or yesterday, today went above 2,600. 26,000, thank you. Thank you for correcting me there. 26,000. So we've just been on a roller coaster. And now, sadly, the civil unrest and the senseless murders. And I mean, just, it has been a crazy ride. So what I wanted people to do was just take a deep breath and slow down and really focus on true joy, true happiness. And then you had sent me this wonderful article that I think was in Real Simple Magazine. Is that? Yeah, that's what it looks like it was from, right? And it's titled The Real Secret to Happiness. And I love this, I don't know, is it a tagline, whatever? Not tagline, but underneath the title, nabbing a big promotion and finally getting your dream kitchen doesn't bring lasting bliss. But what does? Soaking up more everyday pleasures. And when it really intrigued me, and I went down through it, and it really spoke to me, you know, and I want to take a slightly different twist than the author did, But, you know, one of my points that I put here was it's time to ditch the pursuit of happiness. And people are like, what is he smoking? That's what life's all about, is the pursuit of happiness. And no, what the author's saying, and she was citing a PhD that works at Harvard's medical school. And basically, as it turns out, that pursuing happiness doesn't bring happiness. And I think that we all know it. Because deep down inside, we know that our pursuit of things and events and special days and things, there's always the letdown on the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what really brings us happiness and joy is the pursuit of meaning. Finding a reason to exist, finding a way to make a difference in other people's lives. And, you know, one of the notes that I put here was, if you knew you only had 24 hours to live, what would you do? And I don't think any of us would go and spend up and go find, we need to find that next pair of shoes. We would be looking for something that is much more meaningful than that. So does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I mean, I thought this article was really well done. And I tried to find it on Real Simple's website so I could link it, but I think it might be like subscriber only, but it is.
It might be.
It's called The Real Secret to Happiness by Ginny Graves. Yep. And it's part of a series on Real Simple about happiness and joy. And I really liked a quote in the very first portion of the article from Martha Beck. And it said, we live in a culture that tells us we're supposed to be euphoric all the time, but that right. feeling isn't sustainable. And that really resonated with me, especially in a culture that is full of social media and Instagrammable moments and oh, look at my beautiful family and look at my beautiful yard and all the things that we forget that life isn't really made out of those moments
right.
in the couple inch by couple inch squares on Instagram. It's really about those everyday joys. And
exactly.
that's what sustains us, not the new shoes or the new iPhone or the picture perfect vacation. I mean, you just said your vacation isn't the picture perfect vacation that you may have drafted up in your mind when months ago you were thinking about doing this.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I think now is a time, I think we're having more of these conversations now because the last few months have really changed things for all of us, the way we look at a lot of things, our everyday lives, right? Like going to the grocery store looks totally different than it used to. But having our vacations changed or canceled,
yes.
or
yes.
the way we do graduations look different, which we talked about last yep. week. The way we do weddings looks different. The way we dine
right.
out, everything looks different. And I think it's this is one of those blessings and the challenges that it's forcing us to really think about the things that we do and how our brain is processing through
yes.
what's really going on.
Yes. And I love how you brought us back to the brain piece of it, because, and we touched on this last week, but I think that we have become addicted to dopamine hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever we buy something new, when something fun happens, you know, our brain releases dopamine and we love it. And so we, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're grabbing our phones all the time and we're looking for things. We're starving for another dopamine hit, and we really become addicted almost to needing that stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, you mentioned, you know, our life is not meant to be one euphoria after another. It's not sustainable. And I think what happens is that could be why people are really stressed out. You know, we need more, and really, if I would say to someone, we've got this person and they have this addiction and they continually need more and more and more and more of this drug, we would say we need to get them some help quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But what if I said that drug is really the need for a quick hit of happiness. Rather than, and so dopamine is something that can happen quickly. But we mentioned before we started recording that what we really need to be striving for is really oxytocin, which is that oftentimes referred to as the love chemical. It's a feeling of belonging. It's a feel. It draws us to people. It's much longer to build and to release. But when it does, it's really what binds human beings together.
Mm-hmm.
And we've kind of missed that. And I did send you some statistics that I found here. So as you look through it, what were some that jumped out at you about our short attention span, which really is a result of our need for quick hits?
Right. And in your notes here, you mentioned that like we're becoming desensitized to simple joys.
Right.
Which I think is important to mention when we consider our attention spans right now. And what's many of these statistics are alarming, but I don't know if I could really pick a favorite, but a good one is that we now have shorter attention spans than goldfish.
Is that not crazy?
Who are able to focus on a task or object for about 9 seconds. So I guess ours is about 8.25 seconds, but
right.
It's laughable, but it's also, I mean, how many times have you like had a thought, picked up your phone because you were going to look it up on Google or put it in your calendar? And then by the time you picked up your phone, you've forgotten what you picked it up for. So instead, right. You're like, oh, well, while I'm here, I will check my right. email and see if anyone needs me. And, you know, dopamine hit. Or I will right. scroll through Facebook and see what's going on. Dopamine hit.
Right.
And you've wasted a whole bunch of time and accomplished 0% of the thing you were going to do.
Exactly. And if I'm going to do something you're never, ever supposed to do when you post anything, and I'm going to give dead air, so to speak. But we're going to be silent for 9 seconds starting now. That was 9 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like an eternity, right? So if people say, no, that can't be. Yeah, I just proved to you, you were uncomfortable with 9 seconds of silence.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, and the other one, so that was real, you know, and so it's decreased in 15 years down from 12 seconds. So we went from 12 to 8.25 seconds. I can't imagine what the attention span was of people. You know, I was born in 1961. So let's say in the late 60s, early 70s, I wonder what the attention span was.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been minutes. Who knows, right? The average office worker will check their email 30 times per hour.
That's concerning.
It is, because they're not getting any work done.
Right, right.
That's the problem. The average person picks up their phone 1,500 times per week. Now, I actually thought that was low,
mm-hmm.
but that is 214 times per day. And if we consider a 16-hour waking day, that's 13 times per hour, or roughly every 4 minutes. I'll bet you, what I said was that probably figures in my dad, who might pick up his phone once a week or yeah. once a month.
Right, and includes some outliers.
It includes the outliers. You know, I saw this. I follow some, and I've said this on the podcast, so certain social media sites that I follow, I do for specific growth reasons. And there's a couple marriage sites that I follow. And one of the things was a little thing, you know, if husbands would look at and reach for their wife as much as they look at and reach for their phone, their marriages might be better.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines, only said much better, you know. It's true, right? But this is, we're looking for the dopamine hit. So it even shows, like in our web browsing, how short we'll read at most 28% of the content on a web page before we move on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're conditioning ourselves to look quickly and move on. And what we're doing is we're doing that in every aspect of our life. We need to really, and the number two point that I made in my post that went out this morning was, we need to make today our masterpiece. And anybody that's taken my Making Today Matter course knows what that means. And I'm typically saying, you know, create this day, plan this day. But I'm taking it in a different perspective. Look for these amazing opportunities that are there. And I use an example. Saturday, we were finally able to reopen our church. With all the social distancing and stuff, you know, it was amazing. You walked in and the pews were all taped off with blue, you know, masking tape where you could sit, where you couldn't sit. It was a bit unusual, but we went. And so we had to get the building ready. And I noticed that there was some weed whacking that needed to be done. And so I went Saturday to do it. And I was just weed whacking. And all of a sudden, this amazing aroma hit me from a flowering tree. And I just had to pause. I had to just like stop the trimmer and just take a deep breath, because this was amazing. But I wonder, had I not been focusing on some of these topics, would I have noticed?
Mm-hmm.
Or would I just, you know, put my head down, kept weed whacking? You know, so as you drive around, are you noticing the richness of the trees? You know, don't look at the grass right now because it hasn't rained enough, so the grass is getting kind of gray, or brown rather. But slow down. You know, when you have a dinner with your family, are you noticing people's expressions? Are you having dinner with your family? That's the first one. Or are we eating on the run? Are you, when you talk to people, are you looking them in the eye? And what is that look communicating? I actually, there was a podcast I was listening to last night as I was doing some chores. And one of the questions was, when this one was speaking specifically of a spouse, but when your spouse comes into the room and you look up, do you look like you're glad to see them? Or are they interrupting something? And I had to think, so with kids, mm-hmm. you know, man, so often when my kids were little, I'm sure the look I gave them was, you're bothering me right now. You're interrupting me right now. No, slow down. You know, you've got two beautiful little girls. They're not going to be little very long.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss those times.
Right, right.
So, you know, do you have any ideas on how we can become more intentional? One of the questions you asked before mm-hmm. we hit record was, are you going to ask me any questions that I need to know about? And I said, no, the worst thing for you is to hear me say, I have no idea yet. So,
yeah, I mean, we said, you know, we said that we were going to talk about ways to make the summer and beyond your personal masterpiece. And yeah. So I think, well, first, neither of us are claiming to have this perfected. So there's our disclaimer.
No, not at all.
But
nope.
I think especially right now, it's easy to get caught up in what's going on and to be looking for news and reading about everything, and which is important. It's important to be informed, right? But I think there are times when it's important to step away. So for me, like,
yes.
I feel very empowered to leave my phone in the house and go outside mm-hmm. with my kids and play and not be very distracted good. By my phone yep. or even a book. Like, reading is great. I love to read on the weekends. Sometimes I read a whole book, but there are times where it's like, okay, I need to be enjoying my girls while they're little and put the book down and go outside. Whereas sometimes I sit in the chair and read while they play around me.
Sure.
But things like that allow you, when you put your distraction in, like, that can be different for everyone. For me, my distractions are typically my phone, mm-hmm. my computer, my iPad, whatever. But setting those somewhere, like, really far out of the way, so far uh-huh. that it would be really inconvenient. Like, we're lazy. Humans are pretty lazy. So right. if I had to walk to my bedroom into one of my dresser drawers to get my cell phone just to... for a dopamine hit, I'm probably not going to do it. So
right.
put those things away and really, like, just explore. I mean, take the time to walk around your yard. If you have a yard, like, take a look and appreciate what is going on right now. I mean, it's not gray. Our trees have very lush green leaves on them right now. Mm-hmm. Experience that, like, see what's blooming in your yard. I love peonies and they have a really yeah. short lifespan. So, or at least mine do, because I do not have a green thumb. So But I'm pretty sure all of them do.
They have a short blooming season.
Yeah, a short blooming season. It's like you blink and you miss it. So, like, taking an appreciation for that and exploring, like, the things that you might take for granted, right? Like,
right.
Rushing from your front door to your car. Like, what are you missing?
Yes.
Today, I took a drive by myself because I had to drop something off at my daughter's school. And I was so excited to make that drive, a drive that we haven't made since March to school, like that route. I was so excited. And like sometimes I call my mom in the car, and if my mom is listening, she'll be like, no, you call me like 3 times a day at least. So, but I intentionally did not call anyone in the car because I was like, I'm going to listen to my summer playlist and enjoy this beautiful sunny drive. And it's like that simple joy of being alone at a time where like I haven't had any alone time lately.
Yes. Sure.
And experiencing like the sights and the sounds of that drive.
Right.
Go ahead.
Think about this too. So how often do we sit down to a meal and we eat so quickly we don't? I remember growing up, like I have a habit of eating quick.
Yeah, so do I.
And my parents would even say, did you even taste that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just this moment I'm hearing those words from my dad or my mom. Did you even taste that meal you just ate?
Because
I just eat quick. And the answer to the question, honestly, would have been, no, I didn't. Why not? You know, we have the amazing opportunity to eat in this country just about anything you could imagine you can find. Whereas years ago, it was pretty basic. But now you can go to Wegmans and get anything, just anything that you could imagine. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah.
Are you tasting it even? No, we eat too quick.
Yep.
Or we grab something in a drive-thru just to sustain us till we get to, no, stop and enjoy it.
Yeah, I remember being out to dinner with a friend like last summer, and it was just the two of us. We didn't have our kids or our husbands, and I remember we sat down. We were like, all right, let's really enjoy this meal without our kids, right?
Right.
People that have small children know that it's rare that you really get to enjoy a meal. So now, like, that's kind of our joke. It's like, let's eat like we're out to dinner without our kids.
Right.
And really enjoy things, especially, well, and this kind of goes back to like what we were talking about last week. Like, is it that, I mean, you and I both like to eat and we like good food, but I think it's really more about like the company that you're with. Like you mentioned that you have family in town. So for you, it's like, I'm sure you're enjoying some really great food right now.
But
you're probably enjoying the family table experience even more.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think so some folks are going to say, so what can I do? Help me get there. And so here's the first thing that I would say. Be highly intentional. Be more intentional about your day. Not what can I get done, but what can I not do? You know, what tomorrow will you not do? I'm working through a project for myself on identifying. I just read one of Brendan Burchard's books. And so I'm working through a project for myself to get my priorities straightened out. And one of the things was, what will I stop doing? Wow, that is really hard to identify what you're going to stop doing. So I'm not saying, I'm not preaching from a point of I've conquered this, but just saying this is what I'm working through. And I'm sure at some point this will be a podcast, but figure out what can you stop doing and how will you fill that time with something that's intentional about slowing down and enjoying things. One of the things that somebody's going to say is, you know, I have to take my phone because my phone is how I take my pictures. Great. Put it on airplane mode.
Yeah.
Right. Just put it on airplane mode. And even if, and shut your notifications off. So let's say maybe you need to be able to be reached by a family member. I understand that. Okay. Just shut your notifications off so that if the phone rings, you'll answer it. Because if we think about it, how often do our phones actually ring? Probably not that often, but we get messages all day long. So we, you know, one of the things we talked about when we did a podcast maybe a couple years ago about Deep Work by Cal Newport, shut your emails down for the time that you want to work on something. Well, the same thing can happen in the evening. shut your email down. Don't ever, you know, if you're going out on a date night with your spouse, do not have your phone in your hand. You know, for the guys that are listening, leave it in the car. I usually will say to my wife, of course, it's been so long since we went out because you can't, but we're getting closer. But I used to say to her, do you have your phone? And if she said yes, I'd say, great, I can leave mine at home or leave mine in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
we don't even have little kids.
It's like having that like filter too. I mean, because I know that feeling, right? Of like, oh, I'm standing in line at Wegmans. I might as well take out my phone, check my email. But yep. I've started trying to pause before I do that. Like,
that's awesome.
I may still pick up my phone 214 times a day or whatever that stat said, but I'm trying to be a little more intentional. This is kind of like my way of hopefully picking up my phone only 200 times before I open the app. I think to myself, can I do anything about what's in my inbox right now?
Right.
And the answer is typically no. Like if I'm in line at Wegmans and I have an email from you saying, can we host this training on these days? I'm not going to be able to do anything about that right now.
Right.
And if it is something that I would be able to take care of from the checkout line at Wegmans, like a yes or no question, it probably wasn't that important and could wait for my attention later. And so that's what I've been trying to use as a filter.
Good for you.
After realizing that I was just incredibly overwhelmed, and it's helped. I think I'm down to 213 times today. So, but
you got one more and then you got to put that phone away.
Really getting there. So, I think it's just like, if we can put this intentional filter on everything on the phone calls, right? Like if your phone rings and you're sitting down at dinner, do you pick it up and answer it because it's ringing, or do you quickly silence it and put it away?
Right.
And that's where that filter comes in, because a lot of us have that knee-jerk reaction to just grab the phone. Oh, it'll only be a second. You know, it's David. I better answer it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, you know, of course there are extenuating circumstances, but 9 times out of 10, it can wait. And we just need to kind of step away from those knee-jerk reactions and put that quick, it's like putting a face mask on your reactions. Something we're all very familiar with right now. And thinking about like, okay, where does this fit in my current plan?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, here's a tip for the ringing phone. And this is, so all of my coaching clients get 24/7 access to me. Mm-hmm. None of them have ever abused it in any way, shape or form. I think they should call me more than they do. But what I tell them is, if I'm training or if I'm coaching, I won't answer. But if it's an emergency, call me right back.
Mm-hmm.
So I've told the same thing to my parents. I said, if I don't answer the phone, it could be that I'm busy, but if it's an emergency, you just call me right back. So the people that need to get through to me know if David doesn't answer, call right back, he'll answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I know it's an emergency. If not, it'll wait.
Yeah, boundaries.
It's that intention. It's just set boundaries and be intentional. And if we can do that, as we go into summer, man, it's going to be a great summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be able to weather all kinds of storms that may come, because our souls, our brains, we're going to be in a different place. We're going to be reflecting on things that are blessings in our lives. The oxytocin's going to start to flow. And the less dopamine hits you get in a day, when you do get them, they're going to be as special as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to kind of reverse the desensitization.
Right.
And get back to when, wow, that is really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Think back to when it really was special to go out to dinner. But when you do it all the time, it's not special anymore. So you probably wonder what we're going to talk about next week.
Yeah.
And my answer to you is going to be, it all depends on the article that you send me between now and Monday. No, I'm just kidding.
Depends on what I find on
depends
Apple
on what
News.
You find on Apple News. So I really don't know. But something will come up, something that I'm learning, something that I'm working through.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know about it early next week, and everybody else will find out about it Wednesday. How's that?
Sounds good.
Any special plans?
I always feel so boring when you ask me that, because it's like, no.
That's fine.
Yeah,
you
no,
know what?
Probably
no, because you're not going for the dopamine hit.
No. I've got a couple books that I want to read. One that I just started and another one. So I've been finding more time to read on the weekends, which really fills my cup. So looking
that
forward to that.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. Well, and as I mentioned earlier, we're actually going to start a family vacation on Saturday. So
but that's exciting.
Do not fear. In 3 years, we have never missed a podcast.
Oh, no. We'll be here.
So we will record it even though we're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.